Neither of us got too good an introduction to things of that nature. No one told us a damn thing, and we had no mother. Our mother died when I was 3, so we used to lie there in bed and try to put the pieces together, me and Idella. We came up with some of the damnedest theories about making babies. There was a spell there when we kept away from each other at night, each rolled off to a side, because we knew that whatever happened, it was supposed to happen in a bed. Poor little ninnies we were. Of course, we come to know later that it could happen anywhere, in the barn, in the woods. Poor Idella got grabbed one night in the outhouse. Goddamn men that Dad would get to work on the farm, scraped from off the bottom of some barrel. I don't know the whole of it, but I know something happened out there, and that she went only in the chamber pot after that. She'd hide in the closet and do her business. Hell, when I got my period for the first time, I didn't know what it was. I woke up with red spots all over my nightie, and I snuck down the stairs and got a pair of scissors, and I cut them spots out so that Idella wouldn't see them. I thought I'd done something wrong. What? I don't know. It was that time. I must have been about 5 is all, and I was visiting at Grandma Rebecca's. We'd take turns visiting on that farm when my mother grew up, and I went out to the barn for something, and I walk right in on poor Aunt May. She was tongue-tied and couldn't talk or nothing. And there she is, splayed out on the milking table with one of them damn farm men up on top of her, right up on the milking table. Well, I didn't know what was going on, but I knew something was going on, and I ran and told Grandpa. He come tearing down to the barn with a shotgun, and Uncle Roy come out from the woodwork somewheres, and this man gets up off the milk table quick as a rabbit and runs out and grabs a bicycle that's out there and starts pedaling for all he's worth, which isn't much, because it's one of them with the itty-bitty wheels, and he's hunkered over pumping his legs like pistons around and around, and Uncle Roy comes along, and he grabs a different bicycle, and this one has them great big wheels and goes a lot quicker like this, see, and I'm standing there watching this hullabaloo, and Uncle Roy's gaining on the poor guy. He picked the wrong bicycle. It was so funny to see them going down the road on them two bicycles going at different speeds. Well, Uncle Roy overtakes him and jumps off his bicycle and pulls the other one off and off of his and starts beating the shit out of him, and they made me go into the house when that started. Aunt May ended up with 2 children, Forrest and Downey, 2 boys. I don't know where she got them names, and no one knows who the fathers were or if they were the same. She couldn't talk or wouldn't. Men took advantage every chance they got, though, I know that, like usual. I think them boys of hers ended up being real good to her. They turned out to be sort of a blessing.